Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, I learned a new word this past week. You've heard of biology and psychology and theology, but I learned a new kind of ology. It's ichnology. Any guesses what it's the study of? And it's not weird, icky things. It is a branch of paleontology that focuses on tracks, traces, and footprints. So imagine you're outside and you see some kind of animal tracks on the ground, and you try to figure out what animal made them. In that moment, you are being an ichnologist. Back in August of 2015, Discover Magazine ran an article called "Studying the Footprints of Human Ancestors." The article was about Michael Bennett, a professional ichnologist from Bournemouth University in England. And he was talking about the site of some ancient footprints in the African country of Namibia. These prints date back 1,500 years. And he said there are footprints, quote, of very small children in it, and there's little doubt that they're play. With modern technology, scientists like Bennett can take 3D scans of the footprints, which then reveal how the person put pressure on their feet when they walked. Did they stand upright? Were they hunched over? What were they doing when they made those prints? That kind of thing. It's really fascinating. So footprints not only say that somebody was there, but they also tell a story about the one who made them. Like when you look at those animal tracks on the ground, you try to figure out not only what animal made them, but what direction the animal was going and what the animal was doing. Or you can also think of it like that famous Footprints in the Sand poem about Jesus. Right? When there was only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. The footprints tell a story. But wouldn't it be cool, though, to see Jesus' actual footprints? Wouldn't that be fun if an ichnologist like Michael Bennett could go to the Holy Land and study a spot where Jesus actually stood? Sometimes trips to the Holy Land are even called following in the footsteps of Jesus. Well, legend says that there is one spot where Jesus did leave a footprint. It's the Chapel of the Ascension on the Mount of Olives. Well, when I went on my Holy Land trip last year, we went there. The courtyard around the chapel was pretty big, but the chapel itself was much smaller. It wasn't even as big as this sanctuary. It was probably the size of my office, right? Real small room. Inside the chapel, off to one side, there's an exposed piece of ground surrounded by a wooden border. This is supposedly the site that Jesus stood on when he ascended into heaven. And it's said that you can see a footprint in that spot. Well, I was there, and I looked, and I didn't see it. Maybe it's like trying to see the man on the moon, right? Some people see it, some people don't. And maybe it's just legend, of course, right? Nobody knows that this was exactly where Jesus stood. But still, if legend says that you can see a footprint, I would kind of like to have seen a footprint shape. Human footprints do have a distinctive shape to them. But then again, if an ichnologist like Michael Bennett would take his cool toys and scan that spot, would he be able to see Jesus' footprint? If so, could he figure out Jesus' sandal size? Could he determine how tall Jesus was or how much he weighed? Could he figure out how Jesus was standing when he shot up into heaven? Maybe he'd even find the footprints of the other disciples just standing in a group nearby as they watched him leave. But even if Bennett couldn't get the scan there, the study of footprints and the Chapel of the Ascension do still have something in common. They're both about the past. Ichnologists look back in time by studying the footprints. Pilgrims in the Holy Land can imagine Jesus and his disciples gathered there for the Ascension. And it's important to study the past. Right? We need to know about the people who came before us. We need to know about Jesus and his disciples. Right? That's why we read Scripture. That's why people visit the Holy Land in the first place. This is also why we study world history or why some people are into genealogy. But the thing about the past is it's past. Right? It's done. It's very important, but the people who did those things are gone. Right? Those children are no longer running around and playing in the dirt in Namibia. Jesus and his disciples are no longer standing there on the Mount of Olives. We remember those people and those moments, but they're no longer with us. Like, after worship this morning, we'll have the dedication of our memorial garden outside. We'll ask for God's blessing on the garden and upon those whose ashes are now buried. Steve and Pam and Josh. And then this afternoon, we'll have the remembrance for Aaron Haas. It's important to remember all these people and the mark that they left on our lives. But sadly, they are gone. They are in God's eternal embrace now, but they're no longer with us. All we have are the footprints they've left on our hearts. Sometimes Christians are focused on the past. We cling to those kind of memories, or we like to remember the way things used to be. We like to say, this is the way we've always done it, even though it hasn't always been that way. Because, well, life changes. And the disciples on the Mount of Olives knew how fast life can change. First, they had to deal with Jesus being crucified. Then he came back. But now it's like they're losing him all over again. So they had to grieve again. So standing there and looking up at the sky for them was like sitting in a memorial garden. Or standing at someone's grave. This was the last place they saw any trace of him. This was the last place that he left a footprint on their lives, so to speak. And so they stay in that spot. They try to hold on to him and his memory with them. They don't want things to change. Or maybe they're looking up because they wanted to go with him. They wanted to be where he was. Like maybe you've had to say goodbye to someone, but you wish you could go with them. Maybe they had to get in a car or hop on a plane and you weren't allowed to go. Maybe you knew when they'd come back, or maybe you didn't. You hugged them, you watched them go, and then when the car left or the plane took off, you just kind of stood there, looking at where they used to be. It broke your heart because you wanted to be there with them. Some Christians are like that too. They're so focused on wanting to be with Jesus in heaven that they don't really pay attention to what's going on now. There's even the old line that says, some Christians are too heavenly minded to be of any earthly good. These Christians talk about how they're just passing through this life. or how this world is not their home, that sort of thing. Which means they often don't really care about this world at all. So imagine the tension felt by those disciples standing there on the Mount of Olives. They're at the last spot where Jesus left a footprint in their lives, and they're also staring into the sky, wanting to be with him. They are stuck both in the past and in the future at the same time. Christians today at the Chapel of the Ascension look down at that supposed footprint, and the disciples were there looking up into the sky. But both looking down and looking up, both looking to the past and looking to the future, both miss something really important. What is it? Well, listen again to what those men in white said. While they were standing there, gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven?" Right, now, the book of Acts is the sequel to the Gospel of Luke. And if we go back to that gospel, we'll notice that we've seen these men in white before, at the empty tomb. They tell the women, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He's not here, but has risen." So in both cases, they basically say, "Why are you looking for Jesus in all the wrong places? He's not dead, he's alive. Don't look down, don't look up, instead look around you." As these men said to the disciples on the Mount of Olives, "This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Well, the disciples saw him go into heaven from among them. So if he will come in the same way as they saw him go, that means he will come from among them too. And Jesus even said as much to them right before he left. He said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Or in other words, although studying the past, like Scripture, is important, it's also past. And although looking ahead to the future and anticipating being in heaven with Jesus is important, we're not there yet. Instead, Jesus is alive and well in us now as the church. He has called us to be his witnesses to the ends of the earth. We are the body of Christ in the world. Or we could say that because of the ascension, Jesus is no longer contained in one physical body bound by the limits of space and time. Now, as our prayer of the day today said, he has ascended far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. For example, he fills us by giving us himself. In just a moment here, Rose and Reagan and Jensen will receive their First Communion. And as I told them at First Communion class yesterday, this is not snack time in the middle of worship. We'll have snacks for you after worship today, but communion is different. This is the body and blood of Christ, given and shed for you. We eat the body of Christ, and we become the body of Christ. We are what we eat. Jesus is as close to us as the food in our stomachs. And like the food that we eat, there comes a time when we can't tell the difference between when Jesus stops and we begin. So sometimes we look to the past, like looking at footprints and imagining who made them. Sometimes we look ahead to the future, like imagining being with Jesus in heaven. But as the church, as the body of Christ, we live in the present. And now we leave the footprints of Jesus in the lives of others. We leave those marks to let them know that Jesus has not only been here, but that he is still here. He is alive and well in their lives today. We are his witnesses. In Namibia, on the Mount of Olives, in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and even here in Dayton. So don't look down. Don't look up. Instead, look around. Jesus is alive. He is with us here and now. And he is working through us here and now. And you don't need to be an ichnologist to see that. So in the name of the one who empowers us to be his witnesses, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.